All right, looks like I have the recording in progress and you are able to see my screen. Is that right with the PRN homepage?
Yes, and I see this meeting is being, that's probably for me to click.
It's fine.
Yes, there's notification for me.
It's just, traditional day in the life of Zoom with, things firing all over the place.
Yes.
So from the PRN homepage, this is what it looks like just to the general membership and to any of the officers or administrators before they've logged in. In order to get to this webpage, as you know, it's from your traditional accp.com account. You log into your account and then you have your hyperlink for your PRNs. You just click the hyperlink for whichever PRN that you're in. It can be pulmonary, education and training, medicine, what have you. So this is the pulmonary PRN webpage. You do have to sign in again by clicking sign in the upper right-hand corner. It's the same login that you would use to get into your traditional ACCP account. And now you can see that you've been welcomed in. Just a quick update on where we're at for all of the different sections. There's the about page for the PRN, which gives the little blurb. They update all of the different PRN officer rosters after the annual meeting for the year. The email list gets you a couple other different links on emailing the group. This is also the way, at least for me, I know I can't speak for others, but for me, I just get a daily digest rather than the emails. So if you wanted to go look at emails with attachments or go back into the archives for the listserv, this is your mechanism for that. I'm going to skip over documents for just a second. Calendar is a little bit rudimentary, just kind of some plain text, but I'll show you how we update that. Clicking on the directory gives you all of the different individuals who are within the PRN, which we can also get through our reports. Any sort of important links are included here. We have general as well as business links. This is where we keep our business meetings, the slides. The most important thing for any of the officers will be this admin tab. So from the admin tab, you will have access to be able to do and have all of the power with all of the web pages. So if I click on this first link for pages, it's just going to show which of the different pages are active on the PRN web page. So the about, the business documents calendar, it essentially tags to all of these different dropdowns here on the homepage. And then you can just choose who is the who has different levels of access. So anyone navigating the PRM page is able to see our about. However, our directory is locked behind only current members of ACCP. And to look at those email rosters, it's only the PRN members. So there are different choices that you have here.
Different levels of security, if you will.
Yes, absolutely. The most, I guess, the one that we see, the page or the function that we've seemed to use the most as an administrator in the past is going to be this announcements function. Within the announcements function, it will give you the opportunity to essentially just put together a short blurb, and then that will post on the homepage. Like when we clicked back here from the main page, you can see we have announcements, your title, your blurb, and then your hyperlink. So in order to create an announcement, you go to the announcements dropdown. You'll include your title, a relatively short description, can be anything. I'd say the most important thing, because I am very guilty of making this goof often here, is you do want to have two dates for your displays. So if I were to put in, the title would be Practice PRN Web Page Tutorial, the description, a session to train upcoming officers. And then I'm going to display it online the 6th to, I'm not going to choose anything, and I'll show you why.
Okay.
You click on Will the announcement link to additional information? Click yes. you have two different ways of including content. A link would just be a hyperlink, or content will be some other sort of blurb. Most of the time, it will just be a hyperlink. So for this case, I'm just going to click no, and I'll click on submit. And it says the announcement was added successfully. But you can see down here underneath the announcements, it says practice PRN web page tutorial inactive. And the reason for that, if I click on that link, is because it defaults into the year 1900 for your end date. So we're doing a little bit of back to the future. So in order to update this, you can just change this to 12/31/2023 and click update. Now it will make it active. If you went back to the PRN homepage, now you can see that that announcement is active over here. If you find that you entered something in error, or perhaps you also like me, where if you make these updates or you forget these dates, it does delete, it automatically reselects this. Will the announcement link to additional information? It goes back to no. So you do have to re-click that link to be able to do all of this. I'm going to change this back to 01/01/1900 just to get rid of this. And I'll click on update. And then if you're ever curious as to the history of announcements, you're able to see and scroll down to see all of the previous announcements that had been listed on the PRN webpage with the various dates. This is also a really great starting point for like a call to members for the PRN report, or soliciting speakers or individuals in the PRN to respond to our annual needs assessment. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can look through these previous announcements and just re-update them depending on the time frame. So feel empowered to do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, perfect sense.
The other documents on here will be the business documents. So again, I went to admin, and then you have your business documents. Your business documents is where you're able to create sections. So that would be the PRN officer's documents, committee charges, meeting minutes, what have you. This is basically just kind of adding just lines or different sections or partitions between content. The document is uploading a document to the PRN webpage. Very intuitive process. A title, the date that you've uploaded it, where you want to submit this, and then just choosing the file. To find those documents, you'll go to, and you can see examples here, the business documents are listed here underneath documents. And then you'll see the various sections that we have here. So administrative documents, we as officers have access to the PRN handbook. This is also a really good resource to share with any of the subcommittees that may be putting together educational programming. We had to rely on this when we put together the PRN paper, just for processes that ACCP journals wanted us to follow. We added a separate section last year when ACCP rolled out the DEI training, so that content is listed here. Most importantly, for the role of secretary and treasurer, this membership list and financials is visible specifically to the administrators of the PRN. We will get an email from ACCP every single month letting us know the previous month what our ledger and roster for finances and members looks like. So to access those documents, you'll first choose the month. So we're in October. I'm going to go back 2 months. I'll go back to August, and we'll look at the year 2023. And then you click Get Uploads, and it will give you various Microsoft Excel documents sharing with you how much money is in the kitty for the PRN, which members may have fallen off just by not renewing their dues in the past month. It will give you the total number of members who are in the PRN. It will identify individuals who were never before a member of this particular PRN. And it will also show you perhaps someone did not renew their dues on time, but then wound up renewing their dues, or they were a member for a period of time and now they're a member again. This shows you returning members. And then in addition to that, the monthly financial document, you're also able to see any sort of transactions. So we're recording this in October. We'll see that our student travel award was disbursed and that there was a payout for the ACCP journal's fee to publish our PRN paper in that journal. So that's, you'll be able to get a chance to see those sorts of documents. Again, only 1 month and 1 year at a time. What questions do you have on that?
So with that ledger, I mean, I'm assuming it's like a running bank account. So if there's like leftover financials from the year before, it will carry over to the next. It's not like we have to spend it.
That is correct. Yes. Cool. Whatever balance and monies are outstanding, they do accumulate over time. You will see a bottom line in that document where ACCP does charge a little bit of an overhead. It's kind of like their tax on the kitty. So the larger the amount, the more money that's taken out, the smaller the amount, the less money that's taken out. But it, with the exception of the student award, any sort of outstanding fees for publication, business meeting, or our annual programming session, for the most part, the balance is fairly constant throughout the year, and that you'll see the money drop in on a monthly basis, depending on individuals joining the PRN or submitting their dues for their annual memberships and their PRN memberships at that time. Let's just collapse that. You'll also see we have to update this within the next couple months, but you're able to see the different, we had when Brittany Bissell was our chair, she recommended and worked with all of us to create standard operating procedures for all of the committees. So our research, education, and then the strategic committees have documents. The communications committee will have to update. I believe they have a one of these documents that we retooled for their purposes. We can upload that and we can have that as an exercise in the next couple months.
Okay. I don't know if Gene developed that or not, because I haven't worked on it.
I feel like Melissa and I, when Melissa and I pitched the idea of like 2 years ago of splitting EPC, the education committee, into education and then communications, I feel like we may have, and I'm incriminating myself because I'm recording myself, but I feel like we may have just retooled. We may have copied and pasted save as the original document. So I will go through and I'll make a note to see if I can find it. If okay. not, then we'll figure something out. Or we can employ that process for this year. So okay. again, good. Theme of today, not reinventing the wheel. listserv guidelines are here. We did create a Twitter policy just for, and we did have conversations with ACCP about what to post, what is encouraged to be posted, what perhaps is taboo on posting. It's been 2 years, but I don't think we've had to change too much on there. The most important thing that'll come up maybe in the next 9 months is when we start recruiting residents, students, postgraduate trainees for our annual award. That is included here as a business document. So this is where we have the scoring rubric that we used this past year and where we forward this document to the potential applicants for them to fill out and send to their letter writers. So all of that is listed in here as well. Meeting minutes, whenever we have our meeting minutes, and you'll get a chance to do this year, we just upload them to the portal within and by the next officer meeting. So there's no rush on this. So this is more of like an every 3 months or quarterly sort of basis. And there's no preference for if you want to submit it as a Word document or as a PDF. You can see that there are some PowerPoint files in here, and that was for our business meetings. Okay. So this is the most exhaustive section in the website.
All right. Yeah, I'll have to go through this and see if there's like a template that we use, or if not, maybe we should just develop one.
Sure.
So we're not reinventing the wheel.
See, you're learning together. I love this. Teamwork makes the dream work. ACCP, I believe, maintains across all of the PRNs, the PRN reports, or maybe we had been updating this at some point in time, because I do not see the most recent ones from 2022-2023. So we'll revisit that. This can also be another good opportunity just to have a hyperlink to them. And then
it goes back pretty far, like 2001. That's before the home PRM was even in existence. So
yeah, you're right. Ancient, at the turn of the century. You're right. And then a little bit of shifting.
Just to see what they were doing back in 2001.
Oh my gosh, I was still in like junior high school.
Yeah, I was junior in high school.
Oh my gosh, I had a full head of hair back then. This is me at 33. This last section we created, this has been a hodgepodge of a section, but I think kind of a helpful how-to section, just because I feel like we probably sent a lot of messages to ACCP at large asking, like, what do we do and how do we handle these situations? So a couple different emails that we have received over time, a couple different instructions or PDFs that we've received from other PRNs are included here. So for example, how do you reimburse travel awards for students? We added this past year for our business meetings. ACCP has very graciously converted our Zoom recordings and turned them into Vimeo files for asynchronous viewing. We have some templates on here for nominating officers, following the instructions that we get from Peter Burns on how to format the submission for the PRN report that's handled by the workforce chair. Just some different documents are in here. So any sort of thing that you've learned or seen in your role that you're like, wow, this is really helpful, and I would like to pay this forward and pass it on to the next individual or share this, this is kind of our potluck of, or our compendium of content therein. And PRN history, nothing too crazy here. That was just every 5 years, ACCP asks for just an update on where your PRN was and where you're going. So the first time was when I think the PRN was founded. And then last year, we provided a short update on what we looked like over 5 years.
It's actually, I should look at that because I'm doing the poster presentation for us.
There we go, paying it forward. Yes. So, there's a whole bunch of stuff in this business document section that you and the other officers have unique access to that not all individuals who have an administrator tag. If you are feeling especially powerful, you can go to this administration or this admin tag, and this is where you're able to add all of the administrators or remove their access. So this is where we've managed over time where all of the various admin are. The officers, this seems to be managed by ACCP, but anybody who is up here, the chair elect, or the secretary treasurer, then also has that delegate responsibility that they can add any of the chairs or remove any of the chairs from this administrative access. And I think that pretty much covers all of the bare bones skeleton of the accessing and playing around in the web page. The big one that's a little bit tricky, as you saw, was that announcements activity. And certainly if you need me to help you out or answer any questions on that in the future, I can schedule time to go through that with you as well. What questions can I answer for you?
No, this is great. This is much better than me stumbling through it. I tend to be like a bull in a china shop, so I would, I appreciate it. This will save me some trial and error.
Absolutely. And I was the exact same way, and still several years later, I'm like, oh, how do I do this? How do I click that? I'm a creature of habit, so I kind of go back and do things the same way over and over again, that definition of insanity, trying to expect something different to come out of it. And I'm like, oh no, I know better. I need to do a change this or done that. But once you do something once or twice, I promise it does become pretty user-friendly.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stop recording.